Top line. Amar Bechina. Kala ima Menashe ain la chelik ledem abba. Anyone that says the Menashe doesn't have a chelik ledem abba, marpi yidein shal balei tshuva. You're making weak the hands of balei tshuva, because people see that Menashe the tshuva, and he's not getting answered. So people are going to be worried if they do tshuva, they're not going to get answered. Therefore, so if you say that, then you marpi yidein. Now, even though the Tana in our Mishnah said that, although he was one of the kings that don't have chelik ledem abba, Rabbi Yehuda argued, right? Rabbi Yehuda and Menashe, yes, a chedek lema ba. But the Tanakama held not. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who's Stam Mishnah? Stam Mishnah is a mayor. And then we have Machlekes Amei and Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously he's going like the Mandama that says, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani Tanakamei de Rabbi Yechanan. We learned the Tana from Rabbi Yechanan, Menashe asa tshuva shloishim v'shaloshanim. 33 years he was busy doing tshuva. Dechsev. How do we know that? It says, Ben Shtayim Esher Shana Menashe B'Molchai V'Chamishim V'Chamesh Shana Malach B'Yushalayim. He was 12 years old when he became a king, and he ruled for 55 years. V'Yas HaSheira Kasha Osa Achav V'Din Aved Ezer, like Achav did Melech Yisrael. So we dash like this. Kama Melech Achav, how long did Achav rule? Esim V'Tahat and Shnin, 22 years. Menashe Kama Malach, how many years did Menashe rule? Chamishim v'chamish, 55 years. Dal minayu esim v'tata, take away 22 years from 55. Pashaluhu, tlasu v'tlas, you're left with 33. 33 plus 22 is 55. So we're telling you he was like Achav, which means he was as bad as Achav those 22 years. But afterwards, the remaining 33 years, that he did tshuva. So you see that Menashe did tshuva for 33 years.
But how do they know that he did it for 33 years? Forget the calculation. How do they know he did tshuva for 33 years?
Because we're saying he was like Acha for 22 years. He was like Acha.
Right.
So if he was like Acha for 22 years, what was the rest? The rest is the tshuva.
But I understand. If you mach the others, even if you do tshuva, how do you take away the chattas that you caused?
And how do they know that he did 22 years?
So you have to be makar of others. If you talk, like you're saying, if you mach the others, you have to try to...
And how do we know he did tshuva? How do we know he just wasn't like
Achav? It's just a limud. It's not klal on this pasuk that he did tshuva. Even though it says like Achav, it doesn't. Who says that the amount of years of Achav? The whole thing is just.
Well, may hold that
father
Ezra, you can't do tshuva.
Yeah. Zokti ma'avaita. That's good l'shitasa. That's where may establish as a may and a may taka held that in the chelik l'nei ma'avah. It's tshuva didn't work. Amar b'yechla mishum mishum b'yichai. What does it say in Pasuk? It says in Pasuk, Vayishma Elov.
One more thing.
Yeah.
He didn't have passed away at age 55?
No, 55 years he was.
72,
77.
60,
60, 60, 12, 12. 12. 67.
Oh, yeah,
67.
Yeah.
He was a king for 55
years. But he died at
67.
He died very, very young.
My dechsev, what does it say in Pasuk? Vayishma'ela vayichataloi. They heard him, vayichataloi. He dug. He made a ditch like. Vayyataloi mi bayalet. Should say that you listened to him. Vayyata comes from the word listen to him. He heard him and he listened to him. Melamish ashalai akadish balachu. This is talking about Menashe. The Baruch Hashem made him kime machtaez birkia. Like a hole in the rikia kadeh lekablai b'tshuva. Mipnei midas adin. Because the midas adin was stopping Menashe from doing tshuva. Didn't want to let. He was chayte mechtes rav, and they didn't want to let him do tshuva. So Hashem made like a hole in the rakia and grabbed him out and was mekabel the tshuva from him. Okay? That's how the Baruch Hashem was mekabel the tshuva. V'amei abyechenem shem shem meichoy. Ma'ay dechsev, what does it say in Pasuk? Bereishis mamlachas Yehakim ben Yeshua. The beginning of the malchus of Yehakim ben Yeshua. V'chsev is another Pasuk. Bereishis mamlachas tzidkiyah. What's Bereishis? Chiyad Hidna Lahab Malachi Bereish means like the first. Till now there weren't any kings. Ella Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hachzes Ha'ilam Kulay L'Sayu B'Vayu B'Shvil Yoyakim. Yoyakim was such a bad king that the Baruch Hashem wanted to turn over the world into Tayu B'Vayu. Nistakel B'Dayay. Once he looked at his generation, Enochram Yoyakim was a bad king. But he looked at his generation and his Kaya Adayta. He calmed down and he didn't want to turn anymore the world into Sayu B'Vayu. Now, Don't we know that the Baruch Hashem promised that he's not going to turn the world anymore into Sayyid Levi?
He wanted to.
And he would have. Just looked at the generation, he didn't. What do you mean he looked at the generation? He doesn't look anywhere. He's not allowed to. The Baruch Hashem promised he's not going to do it
he
after.
He said he wouldn't make a flood. He didn't say
Sayyid Levi. Sayyid Levi, it says.
Through a flood.
Not do anything. The Baruch Hashem's not going to make any more the world Sayyid Levi. So
you're asking, why did he even look around
Right, why did he even think of it? So the Achrayim are bothered with this. Some say that he only promised that in this world, but in the next world he'll turn into Sayyid Bavai. So we'll have Mashiach come, or whatever it is, come and tell him Habba, and then that's what some Achrayim want to say.
But this way I can understand. The next world,
all tzaddikim.
But why should they lose?
Very hard to understand it. Many of the truths in Dachan. Okay. Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahaske Nistakim Adayim Eskadad. Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahakse Es Olam Kulay L'Sayu V'Vayu B'Shvil Daya Shal Tzidk. Oh, so one second. So that's what it says, Reishis. Now, again, that was by Yaakov. Then by Tzidkiyah, the days of Tzidkiyah, the Baruch Hashem looked at the generation and he saw they were so bad. So he wanted to turn the whole world into Sayu V'Vayu. Nistakim B'Tzidkiyah. Tzidkiyah was a good melech. He was a tzaddik. In the sky, he died there. And then the Baruch Hashem calmed himself down and he didn't turn the world. So that's why it says righteous, like the first one. So the Baruch Hashem, but Tzidkiyo, Nami Ksi, but Tzidkiyo also says, but Yasarah, Beinu Hashem, he did bad. So how do you say Tzidkiyo was the tzaddik? The Baruch Hashem looked at Tzidkiyo and he said, okay, I'm happy with the world. What do you mean Tzidkiyo was also a Rasha? He did ra. Zakti Moshe, Shahayu B'yad Elimcha is B'lai Micha. Not that he himself did bad. His generation was doing bad and he should have been Micha. So it's like, that's why we call him Ra. But he wasn't really a bad person. The Baruch Hashem looked at Tzidkiyo and he saved the world. What's the explanation of the pasuk Ish Chacham? Ish Chacham is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Hashem Ish Mochama. Nishpat, he's shayfit as Ish Evil. We'll see what that means. V'rogaz v'sachak v'ein nachas. He got upset and he smiled. And he had no nachas from it. So what does this mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hashem says, I had two malachim. Right, sometimes you feel this with your kids. Either you're going to be good to them, doesn't work. You spoil them too much. You're bad to them. You're tough to them. That doesn't work either. So the Baruch Hashem tried both. He said, Ki asti al achas. I got upset at achas. V'nasatev, what happened? V'nasatev yad melochi damesek. He lost, he got captured in the kings of Damesek. What did he do? So I thought, you know, I'll get upset at him. Maybe I'll realize the tshuva. No. Zibeach v'kite lelehem. He got captured to them and he dined up a desire to their gods. Shenema v'yizbech lelehem damesek. Hamakim bay. He shechted up a desire to the kings of Damesek that captured him there. V'yemek lelehem malach ha'aram. Hey ma'azim oisam lehem. He said, the malach ha'aram, their kings helped them. Ezbach v'yizruni. I'll shech to them. And maybe I'll get saved. And they'll machshot him and the Gantz Klal Yisrael. Next, the Baruch Hashem tried. Sachakti Mamtzia. Mamtzia did bad. And the Baruch Hashem said, let me laugh to him. Let me give him good. And I sat him Malchi Adam Biyada. And I gave him, even though he did bad, I gave Malchi Adam into his hands. Hevi Eleheim. He brought Avodah Zarah v'shtachbalam and he didn't Avodah Zarah to them. Shenema v'hi achei kein bo Mamtzio. V'yach Mamtzio. Mahakas is Adumim. After killing out a duman, v'yavel esalei b'nei seyeh, we meet him loy lelehim, v'lefnei mishtachva, v'lehem yikata. He bowed down to them, he didn't have a desire. So, Sibon Hashem said, I tried everything. That's what it means. Ish chachal, that's what the pasuk means. Nishpat is ish evil, a dumb person. V'yogaz v'sachak. He got upset, and he got happy, and he had no nachas from it.
What did that king that do that was wrong? Before the Avodah Zarah, he was doing the Avodah Zarah anyways, and then the Edomites got delivered to him, or
yeah, they were shy, yeah, sure, yeah.
So he just continued doing
exactly. Zokti Moravayit Amar Papa. This is what people say: Bechiyah leilamar d'lo yada. He cried to the person, he didn't know it. Chayki lemar d'lo yada. He laughed at the person, and he didn't understand it. Vayle lemar d'lo yada ben tavlevish. What was to the person that doesn't know the difference between good and bad? So that's like a mashal saying, like, I tried good, I tried bad. Now the thing is like this, you tried good to one person, you tried bad to the other person. How about try good and bad to that person itself?
Yeah.
Maybe that person needs bad. What?
That's already mixed messages.
You try, it didn't work. Try now, try good.
Try a balance.
No, I'm not even saying a balance. That's the truth that we're supposed to do.
Try both to the same person.
Try both to the same person. We didn't try both. Yeah, maybe that person took a bad one.
But you did right, but we had told before you did
right. That's how we do. Why is that saying that? Because anyways, he had types. Why is someone treating him with type after the rao also?
Saying if somebody's already doing their czar and then they give them a success, why would they change their mind?
Right, you think you're doing good. You think you're getting told because you're doing a vo czar.
I don't understand that.
But you see that there is such a Muslim. Okay, fine.
The Gemara
doesn't know what
he's
saying.
You see that the conventional love. What's it called? As bad as the child is, what's unconditional love? Whatever that means. You have to show...
Before he turned to Rabbi Yisara, because Gemara says...
Afterwards he did Rabbi Yisara. That's what Mark was asking. Obviously they did Averis then, whatever they did, they were trying.
No, but the point was that he turned to Rabbi Yisara because...
They won. Yeah.
They won the first war. Moment, right. So if he wins the war, so why you turn to Rabbi Yisara that lost the war?
No, that's a good question, but that's what he did.
No. So that's what Gemara says. They tried.
I understand, but that's... He turned to Avayi Zahra.
So you shouldn't turn to Avayi Zahra, that was the war.
And still he did.
Yeah.
That means there's something... Again, we talk about this within the personality. It could be a different Baal Kaiba or something in there. You know, you all of a sudden...
Well, I understand. Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to wrap it up.
The relation knows what's going to work with this person.
I guess a person does have bechira and they try to...
When a father deals with a child, he doesn't know what's
going on. Right? The whole marshal even doesn't... Yeah. So the Rabbi, the pasuk says, Vayivayu kol sarei melech babel vayeshu b'sha'ar ha-tavach. They sat after the chum b'sa migdash, they came and they sat b'sha'ar ha-tavach. What's sha'ar ha-tavach? Zog to Gemara, Amar b'echum shim yichoy, mokim shim echatchim b'y halachas. That's the place where they cut the halachas. That's in Harbayis, in Nazar. Was that Amar Papa Hamida and Meninchi? So that's where they sat. All the kings, they sat there where the Sanhedrin normally sit. Amar Papa Hamida and Meninchi, but Asr the Mare, Tala Le Zayne in the city that they hang up their warfare. Taman Kulva Raya Kul Se Tala. When the other people they hang up the Kalim, a Raya, a shepherd, hangs up his kad. His pitcher. It means it's like a little bit of a litzanis. He's hanging up his wolf, he's hanging up his guns, and then the shepherd comes and hangs up his little mishagasin. So we're saying over here, Klal Yisrael, this is such a kaddish digger place. The Chayta Chesedin, Sanhedrin, the greatest people sat there, and now the kings came and decided their decisions over there. Zok Dimo Avayta, Simen Al Sada Batam Lesun, Amav Chizda. Amav Yem Vyab, Maidach Siv Al Sada Ish Atzel Avati. I passed a lazy man. Someone who has no seichel. We can explain what this is. Kim Shainim. A bunch of thorns. Kasu panav charulim. Also thorns. I covered his face with four thorns. Vegeder avon of nehesa. And the fence I broke. What does it mean? Al sada ish atzalavati. The bunch of saying this. Who's that? Achaz. Achaz was a lazy person. Why? Because lazy people don't do things. He just stopped things. He stopped the Torah. He stopped the Avodah. So he stopped things. He wasn't doing things. So that's what Baruch Hashem says. I passed this person. V'akem od echas alev zemenashe. Why? He's missing seichel. Why? Because he went ahead and... Rashi says, kada askaris. He put a knife into the askars in Banishlam's name, Vahara says the Mizbech, and he destroyed the Mizbech, Rashi says. So he's missing Seichel doing that. Going to Dina Adav Adazara, going against the Kaddish Baruch. Vihine, who is the next person? Vihine, Allah Kulay Kamshainim. Thorns. Za'amon. What did he do? Rashi says he put Hahelish Shemay Misagabe Mizbech. He killed on top of the Mizbech. So that's like putting thorns in a holy place. Killed on top of him's back. Panav, the next part of the pasuk was, Kisu panav charulim, ze yahakum. What did Yahakum do? He covered the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, I don't need it to have enough gold and silver to give me light. So he covered like the light of the sun. V'geda avon of Nehesa, he destroyed stones. Zetzit kiyo, shenecha v'samidosh b'yamav, because the chum v'samidosh happened in his days. He was a tzaddik, and the chum v'samidosh happened in his days. V'amam chizda amna b'yamia b'yaba, abba kitas e mekabdas p'nei shechina. There can be four groups that aren't going to be mekabdas p'nei shechina. Kat leitzim. I don't know if that's what it means, or it just means the Shechina. They're not going to be zeicher to get to the Shechina. Kat leitzim. Now, it doesn't mean just that a guy's a leitz. He's a kat of it. He's part of a group of it. Kat shakranim.
What's the definition of a leitz?
Takes away any chashivas. Someone gives a good speech and then you make one joke.
No, we know that. But what's the proper definition of a leitz?
Chashivas. Takes away chashivas. Makes fun of chashivas.
The Rambam's passing, if sitting and not learning, that's already
okay, yeah.
Leitzim.
Yeah. Yeah. Kat shakranim. Someone, a cat of liars. Chiat chanefim, because people that are chanef. Others. What's the English word?
Flattery.
Kat mesapi lashanah. People that together, they're always talking lashanah. Kat leitzim. We didn't know that he's not mekabel b'nei shechina. Chiv mashach yodes leitzim. The Rebbeinu Shlom is mashach his hand from leitzim. Stays away from leitzim. Kat shakranim. Chiv dovei yishkarim. People that talk shekem. Logika in the negative end, they're not going to rest in front of me.
Why is it called Kita instead of people? Kita means a group.
A group.
There's a bigger impact when it's done as a group.
Now, you yourself, big deal.
I'm saying that's what it means. If they're done for a person by himself, then it's still Makabal person.
Yeah. It's a chavr, right? Kat
chanefim. The Gemara's Dafka?
Yeah. Kat chanefim, dechsev. Because why is it Dafka? Because you come a Baal Lashon Hara. It's not just like. Yeah, big deal. So you speak some, not big deal, but you speak sometimes Lashon Hara, you slip. But here, this is what you do. You come to shul together and you sit five people together and you make jokes and make fun of people.
There are people
do. You say Lashon Hara, sure. Kat chanefim dechsev ki loy lefanav chanav. I can't have a yavai in front of me, I can't have a chanav. Flattery person, people. Kat mesabi Lashon Hara dechsev.
So by chanav it says even a single person.
No, that's we're saying kat.
The pasuk says even a single person.
But Shkaim also says, no. Don't say. Well, it says.
Why is
Khanifa?
What's wrong?
Khanifa
like Shkaim? Why?
Yeah, it's twisted Shkaim, yeah. You're flattering something that you're not supposed to do. Adam Godly, you should flatter. You should try to become close to him. But here you're trying to get to connect to someone that you're not supposed to. Kat Mesabi Lashon Hara, Dechsev Kiloyel Chafetz Rosh Atalei Gucharo, Tzadik Atav Aleim Gucharo. So Rashi explains that the Pesukim before are talking about Lashon Hara, and you're not going to live. With a Kaddish Baruch.
No, but a chanaf, you machnaf somebody that's not bad, some a good person.
That's what
I'm saying. Or you're not giving him the musa, you should be giving him for what he's doing wrong.
That's also
right.
According to the Parshat, chanaf is also a chakran.
Yeah, it's part of a chakran. V'amav chizda amav yabiyam yabiyam, ma'idich siv, lo'y su'una elecha ya, v'negel yikav ba'alecha. What does it mean? It's like, lo'y su'una elecha ya, sh'lo'y yishleit ben yetzer ya. There's not going to be shaylit yetzer ya. V'negel yikav alecha shlei timtza, right? Don't let the v'negel yikav alecha shlei timtza ishtacha safek nida. V'sha shetavim min adar. You come back from a long journey, and now your wife is a safek nida. So what's wrong? If she's a vada nida, so you stay away. But a safek nida, maybe yeah, maybe no. That's when you have a big taiva, so it's going to win over you. That's not good. So therefore. That's what we're saying. The bracha is l'suna alecha ra, that ra shouldn't rule over you. You shouldn't have yitzar ruling over you. V'nega l'yikav alecha, you shouldn't have a nega in your oil. Oil means your wife. You shouldn't have a nega, which means a nega means something which is hard for you to get to. Davar acha l'suna alecha ra shelo yivasucha chalayim b'yisrael. You shouldn't have bad dreams. You're afraid of bad dreams. V'ruim ra. You shouldn't have a child or a Talmud that goes to the Tabas Ra. It means literally burning the food, but it means going to do bad. Ad kan bichay aviv. Till now is a bracha of your father. From now on is your mother's bracha. What's that? Kimalach of yitzav alach, nashmach of bechal derechecha. A mother's more worried about your physical. Rashi explains that the father's worried about your ruchnias, your wife's going to be a nida. this and that. It's always going to be shaylah to you. But the mother's more worried about the mundane things. Something that's make sure that you're safe. Safe and sound. Adkan b'chasa ima. Right. Adkan b'chasa ima. This is where the mother gives a bracha. Mikan v'eilech b'chasa shemayim. From here on, b'chasa shemayim. Kivi chashak. Na'afal teyu. The Baruch Hashem says, I want you. I have a cheshek in you. Asakveyu ki yoda shemi. Yike'enu v'anei. Yomei nechi b'tzach. Atzei v'chdei. Oye chamas b'yei v'arei b'shuwasi. The Baruch Hashem wants the Yeshua. The Baruch Hashem wants the tshuva. So that's these three things. These three daggers. First is your father giving you a bracha. Then your mother, and then is the Ibn Shalom. Okay.